The one scene in that movie that gets me every single time is when Tim Curry's doing the recap at the end. He runs down the hall, picks up the dagger, and he just like smashes onto the table face first. Chris.
He bends at the waist.
It's just picks up the dagger and then fucking sprints back up.
Welcome to Sitsec, everybody. My name is Kendrick. I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And Kevin.
Kevin and I have absolutely entered the realm of pirates.
Yo-ho, fiddle-dee-dee.
We spent with your brother like fucking 4 hours, 5 hours last night playing Sea of Thieves.
We didn't even realize like how early we started and how late I got off there. I was like, oops.
Yeah, I've never seen Kevin stay on gaming that late in my life.
That game will suck you in for a while.
Oopsie.
That's funny. I guess I just don't like fun.
Maybe
I've never. It's never grabbed me as a game. But go on.
You played it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. I don't know what it was last night. Like sometimes, like I was just standing up on this crow's nest, and I was like, "Man, this game is fucking awesome!" Like just watching all this stuff happen, and like I don't know. It made me feel like we were playing a better version of Artemis. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I heard that. It sounds awesome.
It's very fun. I've enjoyed the hell of it, and I'm hoping everybody continues to enjoy it, because I've been playing it solo for so long now. It's like, because usually it's just kind of hard to get people together, you know? But like, man, like Gary and Darren were on with me the other night, so I was running Gary through his very first voyage and, you know, showing him the ropes and whatnot, and then he logged off, so Darren and I fucking just went ham on this dude that we found. Like, we just actively sought out a fight that went to a fucking stalemate. We fought for 2 hours, and the dudes, like, we just called it. We're like, guys, it's 2 a.m. We gotta fucking go. You win. And they came over to our ship. We just, like, flagged them down, and we just, like, talked and laughed and, like, complimented each other, and then they got attacked by a Kraken, so we helped save them while Darren burned our ship down. It was like, so much goddamn fun.
Yeah, it's that interesting sounds too, because it's like, and this came up last night, I think Gary had mentioned it, like, you do all this work to get treasure, and you get, like, a bunch of money, gold, and other little things that you get to spend on, but all you could get is, like, cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, cosmetics.
Yeah. So it's like, it was like, I don't know. It feels like it's very much just for the adventure of it. Like, go find something fun to do.
Oh, very truly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There are some cool story elements of stuff. Like, if you want to, like, there's these missions you do called Tall Tales that kind of, like, I think one of them actually opens up a section of the map that you can't access without completing the entire story. But it's for, like, you know, like more advanced stuff, or you gotta, you know, you basically put the time in, and then you can, you know, you reap the rewards, and you know, the voyages are cool, and they, you know, Rare spends a lot of time like trying to build this lore around it, so there's a lot of stuff you can do
and like, introduce Captain Jack Sparrow,
and then then they got the fucking deal with Disney, and then Jack Sparrow's a part of it now, so you can do those
because of course he is,
because it's fun.
It was good though. It was a nice little break from Elden Ring.
Nice.
I haven't picked up Elden Ring for a while now. Like I
might buy it and play it tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
You should do that.
Yeah. We'll see how I feel.
Then I'll be the only asshole who still hasn't played it.
Asshole.
It's not going anywhere.
Speaking of Disney stuff, has anybody started watching the Moon Knight show yet?
No, I haven't got there yet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good so far. And, like, low-key, Dalton and I are super excited because it's directed by two of our favorite horror actors or horror directors.
Nice.
But they don't do horror, like, it's not like, when I say horror, you're thinking of probably things that I'm not talking about, which is unfortunate. They do kind of, like, heady stuff that's kind of fun and interesting and more like buddy horror, I guess. It's kind of what it is. But they're doing it's a really good show so far, so interested to see what happens with this phase of Marvel, because,
like, you know,
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be really the Multiverse of Madness movie is supposed to be like Thanos level changes to the world. So we'll see what happens.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
Me too.
It also
I really want to watch it.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, because like it feels like the Marvel Universe, like cinematic universe at least, is moving in this direction of like
horror,
low-key horror.
That's what they said. Like this phase is like the horror phase because said Sam Raimi's directing Martha Multiverse of Madness.
Oh hell yeah!
I don't know. The best horror movie I've seen in a long time was that Studio 666. I enjoyed that so much.
I still
just
haven't
like
seen it
the
yet.
Just like that the metal music. Like those guys, they're really good musically, and it's kind of goofy also. It was just a lot of fun. I definitely watch it.
It's
a
perfect kind
of
horror movie. It's like popcorn horror. It's too ridiculous to take seriously, but really, like, still got some pretty good kill scenes in it. But also, it's just really funny.
I don't understand how to interact with horror movies.
That's why I feel bad talking about them on the podcast, because it's like, hey, you're a diabetic, but let's talk about candy all the time is kind of
it's fine, but you just got to carry the conversation. I'll just listen. But it's just like the way you described that was like I have no frame of reference for this. Like I don't know where this fits in my brain.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally fair.
But you can talk about it. You'll get a rare glimpse of Kendrick being fucking quiet.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was amazing.
Oh, like, tell me that it's good, because I'm so excited
so good,
for it.
Dude.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
fun. They couldn't have made it better, I don't think.
The first one surprised me at how actually good it was. Like, I went in with very, like, such the lowest of low expectations, and was so very impressed with how well it was actually done.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of had that same feeling, too, of, like, oh, it's like they're going to do the sequel. I'm tentatively excited because what if they just fuck that up? But they didn't. It's good. It's fun and cool.
Yeah.
We're in like a pretty cool era of fans making movies now.
Real fans, not just money grabbing bastards.
Not like Joss Whedon trying to make an Aliens movie but failing fans.
Well, I mean, shit, man. I mean, look at what happened with the first Sonic movie, too. Of just like the redo. Like an entire character redesign, because one, people were so fucking angry about what they had actually done with it that they bothered to redo the trailer themselves. And then they're like, okay, fuck it. You guys want to do it? Go redo every single frame of this film and fix Sonic. Go for it. And they did. It's beautiful. It was wonderful.
Yeah. They introduced some pretty cool things, and like, a lot of cool. If you've played the games a lot, you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. Oh yeah, that's cool too. Oh, that's cool. And just like a lot of the goofiness of the first one.
Yeah.
Good for all audiences.
You should watch that first one.
Yeah, I think you should. I think this isn't going to be like the Batman scenario. I think this is more of like something that you probably enjoy from us.
It was a time period there where I wasn't watching movies a lot still. So. I gotta catch up.
Good excuse to go to the Alamo if you haven't been in a while.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple weeks.
I finally watched Clue last week.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this.
Tell us your thoughts.
It's been my top 10 favorite movies of all time now.
Like, hell yeah.
That movie, Colonel Mustard, makes me laugh every time. I want to have the actor coherence to get into an argument with someone and then be wrong and say, like, that's right when they say that what I was saying was wrong, was right.
Right? Like, that's such fucking fantastic dialogue.
And I love the multiple endings thing. And I was sitting here thinking, like, multiple endings, like, they were going to do it pretty lazy. Like, oh, this one was Professor Plum and this one was Colonel Mustard. But it was not that at all. It was distinct endings, or two or three very distinct endings.
Three completely different scenarios.
That all kind of
still
worked
fit
with the movie, yeah.
Yeah, all completely fit within the scope of the film. Now, Kyle, here's the really cool and interesting thing. When Clue released in theaters, it was released. It did not do all three endings together like it did on the version that you watched. Most of them had their own, each one of like the three endings, they were completely randomized. as they were.
So
like,
each region,
out.
Each area, like, each theater got one reel that had a different ending. And cool. So no one actually, like, when you were talking about it, people, they didn't realize they saw slightly different movies.
That's awesome.
It's fucking amazing.
I kind of wish they would do that nowadays more, like,
right?
A certain type of
film.
Yeah,
films. That would
really
be interesting.
Cool.
Like, the thing is, it hit the internet
like
so fast.
50 endings, like Elden Ring, yeah.
It hit the internet so fast that you'd like it, that
it
would
be
give it away. Instead of people kind of chatting, you know, about fair. Oh, did you see the clue? And they're like, oh yeah, the ending was crazy. And when and they don't know that they even saw different endings because they just assume that it was the same ending everywhere. It'd be crazy.
Yep.
Dude, that's how they do. That's funny you say that because that's exact way they fight like pirating things like beta tests for video games or card games
yeah.
or board games or. Like certain like screenings, they'll basically like do some type of thing in there or name a card a certain way or put some kind of water stamp or like water mark on the game or something that like if somebody were to leak it, they could directly say it's from this playtest group or it's from this viewing group, which I always thought was really clever. It's like mm-hmm. a really clever way to be able to tell. And, you know, people are stupid enough to still do it after knowing like how easy it is. Like, so, I mean, it, yeah.
I've seen that with people talking about screenings when they send out like a DVD of a movie to be screened, and what they'll do is they'll bake your name into the screening thing, so the person screening it sees their name at the bottom or like watermarked into it in certain scenes, and it's like, guess what, motherfucker, it's you.
you.
That's clever. I like that.
I've always been a fan of like those anti-cheat methods and stuff like that. There was, because a lot of like you were saying, Kyle, there's a lot of games that used to do that. I remember watching a little video compilation of things like that, and I think one of the first, it was either first or the second Crysis game, if you had an illegal copy, it removed your gun and it gave you a gun that fired chickens.
Cool.
And they did no damage, and then you just couldn't get through the game because you couldn't hurt anything. And then the chickens wouldn't despawn when you fired them, so the screen would just start filling up with chickens, and if your graphics card couldn't handle it, it'd just crash your fucking game.
That's like a weird like DDoS attack thing, like the same mentality where you're like, how can we fuck these people? Let's just load so many things that their graphics cards die, like, or something,
yeah.
without having to put a virus on their computer or something.
Yeah, go
like,
ahead, ask for your money back, dickhead.
This game spawned a ton of chickens when I tried to play it, and they're like, everyone's just like laughing when they read the review.
Right.
See, that's a funny way to handle it too. But some I've seen they used to take and let you play like a, almost like an intro of the game, and then it would detect that it was cracked or whatever, and they'd be like, thanks for playing the intro, please buy the full game. Kind of like, it's cool,
right?
You figured out how to download it, sure, that's cool, fine, here, try it out for a little bit, but then buy it.
You can
give
really
us the
money,
give
you
us
can
the
play
money.
Yeah.
But really, but mostly Jeff Goldblum wants his money back.
Most especially Jeff Goldblum wants his money back. Jeff Goldblum.
Have you guys
wants his money back?
Have you guys seen the new Jurassic World trailer? Speaking of Jeff Goldblum,
maybe, I don't know.
Gotcha. They brought back the original cast.
I know they brought back Grant. Maybe I did see it because Ellie
Grant
goes and gets Grant again at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
it's like, there's a. No, he's in it. Like, they're the main star. Like, the current Chris Pratt and the other girl, I can't remember her name, but like they go back and they basically meet up with Grant Sadler and Jeff Goldblum's character. And there's a really cool like big swing that was like the apex of the draw and the hook for the trailer. It was like there's a big sweeping shot coming back with like Chris Pratt and the main lady, and then it sweeps back and you see the original three standing behind them. It's like, oh, they're all back together.
Bryce
still fighting dinosaurs.
Is the lady that you're talking about?
Ah, thank you.
Yes.
That's right.
Who's the lady from Firefly? The one
Which
that
one?
Plays like Malcolm's wife.
Oh, shit.
Her name fucking just completely assumed.
Gone.
All I can think of is Summer Glau right now.
Nope. That'll happen to you.
Oh, it's the other Christina Hendrix. That's who I'm
thinking. Yes.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Because she's been in some other stuff too, but I always get her and Bryce Dallas Howard confused because they're both beautiful ginger women.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That'll happen.
That'll
happen. Yeah, hey, happens.
I'm so glad that you got to watch Clue and enjoyed the shit out of it.
I was very nervous that you'd get Kyle on it.
It's not. I was expecting it to be way more like Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it was way more consumable than that.
Yeah.
Dude.
So that was good.
The one scene in that movie that gets me every single time is when Tim Curry's doing the recap at the end. He runs down the hall. Picks up the dagger and he just like smashes onto the table face first. Chris,
he bends at the waist.
Just picks up the dagger and then fucking sprints back up.
I really liked how they played with all of the tropes from the board game.
Oh yeah,
in it, like every weapon got used to kill someone, and like they pulled in all these like because at the beginning you're like, oh, this is just a small group of people, like someone there's. Either it's going to be a horror movie and they're all going to die or something's going to happen. And then they managed to keep pulling people in somehow that were getting killed so the main group could still play Clue, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done.
And it's like
you look at movies nowadays like about like Battleship and shit, and it's like...
Oh, God.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think we could attribute Clue to being the one and only game that's ever been successfully attributed to being converted into a film that didn't just fucking bomb.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably the best board game related adaptation that I've seen.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
I'm just having trouble thinking of more than just Battlefield or
Battleship. Yeah.
Battleship. Yeah.
Dude, that movie.
That's why I'm comfortable saying it.
If they didn't name it that.
Did you see it?
That's my.
Yeah, the one a long time ago, right? And it. Aliens or something. Anyway, I remember seeing
Uncharted.
It. I was like.
Oh, no, that's not a board game.
Not a board game.
I just
there is an Uncharted board game, but it's not.
Why'd they call this Battleship? This doesn't have anything to do with Battleship at all. There's no... I mean, there's a ship.
There's nothing. Yeah, it's
they could have named it something completely different, and it would have been just as good. Same level.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. There's been a couple of those movies over the years where it's like,
Jumanji.
If you called this...
Jumanji.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay, yeah, that was good, too.
Was that actually based on a board game, or did they make a board
game based on a movie?
The
original one was... The original one was based on a board game.
Yeah, because the cool. board game was released, and then the movie, I think they were basically released at the same time, honestly.
Oh,
now that
I didn't know
about
that. Technically Dungeons & Dragons.
they made a couple of those movies.
I thought the one with Jeremy Irons was, like, bad, but all the sci-fi ones were amazing. Like, I thought they were very well done, like, fantasy movies, which was, like, it's hard to say that, because you're like, this guy's got Jeremy Irons in it, like, he's a great, like, actor. What happened? You're like, well, I don't know. Like, someone clearly didn't understand Dungeons & Dragons.
Right.
So, if we go to Screen Rant, we got the top 10 movies based on
That's
board games.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ranked according to IMDb. We only have a couple minutes left, but I'll just rattle down. Dungeons & Dragons from the year 2000. That was, yeah, the Jeremy Irons aspect of that definitely was that. Ouija, never saw it. Not gonna. Battleship,
it's
2012.
Pretty standard horror movie, yeah.
10 years ago was when Battleship came out. Ouija, Origin of Evil.
That one is way better than the original one.
Candyland, The Great Lollipop Adventure. I think this one missed me, 2005.
2005? What? I didn't...
Holy
it
shit.
Was an animated direct
like
to DVD.
Straight from the 80s.
Direct to DVD.
Yeah. Tie Under the Boardwalk, The Monopoly Story. It's like a documentary?
Yeah, there's...
That doesn't count. Sorry.
And neither does... Going Cardboard is the next one. It's a board game.
That doesn't count either. The Surrounding Game is a...
It's about Go, but it's not...
Yeah, no, that's not... Scrabble? That's not... No. Clue is number one, obviously, and it's head and shoulders above the rest. Head, shoulders, and nipples. Head, shoulders, and nipples, everybody. I think that's a good place to end it.
Shoulders and
nipples. That's the perfect
Head,
name.
Head, shoulders, and nipples.
Yeah, someone get that on the banned list immediately. And for the rest of you, like, comment, and subscribe. Post the word nipples on this, and hopefully I remember
and to Kendrick send you... And Kendrick will buy you French fries, yeah.
French fries.
Probably, yeah. French fries for nipples, another band name. Get it on the list. Let's go.
That just sounds a lot of like low-level prostitution. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!